Hi, everyone, and welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Erin Morgan.
And I'm Tom Lewis.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This is the first episode of our weekly podcast to bring you ideas and insights from fellow producers and other experts in the industry. Each week in the month, we will have a different theme, beginning with research in week one, marketing in week two, education in week three, and week four will be open to topics relevant to time of year and other happenings at OSF.
So this week, the topic is research, and we will be interviewing Dr. Emma Borkowski, a researcher and assistant professor at the Ontario Veterinary College at the University of Guelph. Dr. Borkowski's research interests include veterinary parasitology, particularly parasites of livestock, immune responses to parasites, and sustainable parasite control.
Welcome, Emma, and thank you for joining us here today in studio. Can you tell us a little bit about how you first became involved in parasite research?
Of course. So I grew up not very far away from the university, and I was one of those kids that knew that I wanted to be a veterinarian basically as soon as I could articulate what I wanted to do with myself. And while I was in university, madly studying all kinds of things to try and get me into vet school, I took a course about parasites. And it was just so fascinating to me to learn about these parasites and how they've evolved to infect their hosts, and really the evolutionary mechanisms and how smart these things are, given how many of them really don't actually have a brain to begin with. So that when I actually did get into vet school, I thought, well, this is something I really would like to learn more about. And as I was coming to the end of vet school and thinking about what comes next, I had a chat with Dr. Andrew Peregrine, who ended up becoming my advisor for my PhD work. And he had a project coming up that was looking at parasites in sheep. And I thought, well, that sounds like something I'd like to get involved with. So that was kind of my in to this whole field.
Excellent. Thanks, Emma. And that's a great segue into the next question, because we are very interested in how that project is going at the University of Guelph, where I believe the project was to determine parasite levels in replacement ewe lambs using a saliva test.
Yes, that's right. So I started it out with my PhD work. We took a test that measures antibody in saliva that was developed in New Zealand, and they've been using it over there to do genetic selection for stronger immune responses to parasites quite successfully. But we'd never tested it out in North America before my work, and we didn't know whether our grazing conditions would have an effect on this response, because, of course, in New Zealand, they've got pretty clement weather throughout the year, so they sort of put their sheep out on pasture, and they're pretty much getting 12 months of grazing. We don't get anywhere close to that, so my project in my PhD was the first to sort of test out whether we could actually potentially use this antibody, whether any antibody formed at all for us to measure in our sheep here in Canada. And our results were promising enough that right now, Dr. Peregrine is sort of spearheading the follow-up project with another PhD student now, who's finished up going on to 20 different sheep farms to see whether what I found on this one farm could apply to some other farms more widely. So we've got different farms, slightly different management practices between them, different breeds as well, to make sure that this actually does work. So he, the PhD student, has just finished his second year of collecting all of his samples and is going to be very much into analyzing this to see whether we do actually have a good test that can be useful for genetic selection. We think we're very optimistic, but he's working on getting the data to help back it up.
So in that project that's underway right now, were there any other learnings that you've had to date that are interesting from that project that you started?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the really interesting things that we kind of found through the project that's ongoing on the multiple farms is that the timing of when we actually go and do these measurements is very, very critical. And we didn't realize just how critical it was until we went out and started sampling these animals. So just due to logistics, some of the sampling was a bit delayed relative to when animals were coming off pasture. So through that, we've been able to find that we really need to be making sure we're going out before sheep are taken off pasture and into housing for the winter to make sure we're doing our measurements before they start losing that antibody response, because they really do need to be seeing parasites on an ongoing basis for us to be able to tell who's actually good at making antibody and who's not as good.
Thank you. And then that was quite interesting. One question that I have is, you have a new project beginning this year that will build upon this work. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So I'm really excited to try and start working with the folks out at the Omafra Sheep Research Station out in Ponsonby, because this CARLA test, the antibody saliva test that we have, is a very, very good test. And we're really hopeful that it's going to be great for sheep farmers here in Ontario to do genetic selection. And there's still a lot of things that we can learn about how these antibody responses develop to improve our sheep's ability to make antibody responses and resist these parasites. So we still don't really have a strong understanding of, for example, how the sex might play into how antibody responses develop. So we've been testing ewe lambs so far because that's what we have the numbers of on farms. We don't have a lot of farms that are keeping enough ram lambs for us to be able to get the sort of numbers of animals that we need to check them out. But we do need to see, maybe the boys are a bit different. There's old research that indicates that males seem to be a little bit weaker on the antibody development side of things. So perhaps we might want to be timing our testing in the males a little bit differently than in the females. And the other big question that we have is, how do the actual parasites themselves affect these responses? We know there's several different species of worms that we get on farms locally. And our collaborators in New Zealand have found evidence that they have different levels of the antigen marker that these antibodies are targeting, depending on what species you're looking at. So one of the pieces of the kind of next step for me is to try and figure out, how do specific strains of these parasites affect the resulting antibody response, so that we can then look at understanding how farms compare with each other on antibody responses. Because so far, we know that we can take this CARLA response onto a farm and we can identify which animals, if a group, are better or worse at maintaining these antibody responses. It's a bit more tricky when we're trying to compare different farms to each other, or even different years to each other. So trying to address some of these questions will sort of help us take this test, which is already a very good test, and extend it even beyond, so that we can actually look at how maybe the genetic merit of one group of breeding stock compares to another.
So ultimately, is the goal of this work to help our farmers inform their genetic selection of ewes when it comes to immunity?
Yeah, so it's not just ewes. We've been focusing mostly on ewes, again, just because that's what people have more of per farm. But we're wanting to try and inform genetic selection of everybody, ewes, rams, whatever you're trying to target, not just inform the genetic selection, but hopefully by understanding a bit more of how these responses develop, we can understand maybe some management things that people can do to be making better immune responses and have less parasites, in addition to just the usual exposure that their sheep are getting on pasture. So could we potentially change things with diet, for example, to try and help animals build more antibody?
And when would the results for this be available to Ontario producers?
Well, hopefully as soon as all of the analysis is done. We always are trying to make sure that our grad students that are working on this type of thing are coming out to the annual general meeting and showing off what they've been doing and helping to spread the word even before we're doing things like publish papers. So the minute that we have any sort of statistical analysis complete, we're really trying to get that word out in whatever way we possibly can. But certainly the ongoing work trying to look at this antibody response across multiple Ontario farms, hopefully within the next year, we'll have all of that information ready to go. This program that I'm trying to plan out to look at things that kind of affect how the responses develop, like sex, diet, parasite species, I'm aiming to try and have a new piece of the puzzle more or less untangled pretty much every year from a go-forward basis for over the next 3 to 5 years.
That's amazing. So when we're dealing with parasites on an ongoing basis for producers, it's definitely an ongoing battle on many mm-hmm. Ontario farms. Do you have any advice for producers today while we're still waiting on some of the results from these projects? Is there something producers can be doing today that will help them from a management standpoint?
Absolutely. One of the biggest things that I think is really, really helpful to managing parasites is actually going out, getting your hands on your animals and seeing what's going on with them. I know this is quite a logistical thing for people to manage, especially if they don't have a big flock or intensive handling facilities. But the best way you can help manage parasites on your farm is to actually know what's going on. Be doing things like checking body condition scores, FAMACHA scores. If you have the capacity, we've been working together, actually. Ontario Sheep has been working with me in the past years to get this fecal egg count training session set up to actually help producers learn how to do their own direct monitoring and counting parasite eggs in samples from their sheep. So these are all things to consider. They do take a lot of time, but ultimately, the more that you know about what's going on with parasites, the sooner you can intervene to try and help limit the effect on your animals. And you're going to be saving in the long run by reducing risk of animals either getting sick or dying, and also losing that productivity hit that they take when they've got burdens that maybe you can't see clinically just by looking at them from a distance.
Well, thank you, Emma, for taking the time to familiarize us with your research, and this is most fascinating. We certainly wish you much luck with your new project and look forward to having you back on future podcasts where you can share updates to the results. For more information about Dr. Burkowski research, please check out the Ontario Sheep website, ontariosheep.org, to read the project outline.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our first episode. Join us next Wednesday for our first marketing-themed interview with Jay Akris from Ovino Farm in Acton, who will talk with us about his sheep dairy and the market for sheep milk in Ontario.
And if you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe through your podcast app to receive alerts to our future episodes, and please feel free to share our podcast with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, and at Ontario Sheep on X, or formerly Twitter, and visit our website at ontariosheep.org.